Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Everything too.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, pre-show.
Hello. Pre-show. It is, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
See, again, I almost said Wednesday. Yesterday I thought it was Wednesday. Today it was Wednesday. It's Tuesday, everybody. Welcome. Rantsofizzo.com. We are live.
Are we, though?
No? Did you know? Well, feel dead, but I'm alive. It's a fun reality I exist in. I look alive, but I feel dead. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
I look alive, but I feel dead. Yes,
I look alive, but I feel dead. Oh, it's fantastic to be alive. Okay, guys. Enough with the jokes. Who do we have in the chat? You know, if you listen to us regularly, you can just tune us out.
Test. There we go.
If you're new to us, welcome. Hello. Thank you. Spreely.tv is where you can join our live chat because we air live Monday through Friday.
Or get the app at Freedom Hub over on your app store. You know, it's kind of insulting. We have more Android users than we do iPhone users.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. It means we're poor.
That means we're poor?
It means poor people watch us. Poor people watch us.
Well, when I drop my money training video, everyone can go watch that. Seriously, it's going to be good. I was editing it today. It's good.
Okay.
So, okay, in the chat, Linda, popping it off first. Hello, lady. Then we got Sarah, Beverly. Those are the top three. They cycle through. Beverly, Sarah, Linda. Y'all vie for different positions. Vie? Jostle? Juggle? Jockey? You know what I mean.
Jockey for position?
April Schoen.
Get that, but you and I are fighting, April. You and I are going to have an MMA match.
It'll never happen. It'll
all never. 7'3" of April and me.
Never happen. Dom never leaves his basement. Not happening.
I'm on the 75th floor. What are you talking about?
You never leave that either, then. You just stay in the elevator.
No, I
want to
be
down,
a recluse who pisses in mason jars.
And grow your nails out.
Yeah.
Howard Hughes style. Brady's One Girl 5. Hello. Randall Flagg, welcome to the chat today.
Just less than 1 minute.
Carbon monoxide. Welcome, welcome.
It's carbon monoxide.
Carbon. What did I say?
Carbon. I used to say it too, and then I actually read it. It's carbon monoxide. Less than 20 seconds.
No one cares about your time. I'm trying. I said it, I thought, correctly, but I apparently read it wrong. Carbon monoxide. Hello. Tammy.
10 seconds.
Richard Gibson.
Door live.
Wom. You spelled your name wrong. Wom. Vincent Romans. Hi.
Sit down, shut up, and pay attention.
Damn!
This is the Rants of Izzo Show with your hosts, Dominic Izzo and Common Sense Ashley, from porn to politics.
We touch every third rail we can find. You might want to put your headphones on so your mom can't hear this. It's been called the most entertaining 60 minutes on the internet. And it starts now. Let's do this.
All right, good evening, guys. This is the Rants and Vizzo Show here on Spreely.tv, the only true free speech media network on the face of the earth. How do we know? Because we say so much shit that HR doesn't care about. They just crumple up your complaints, throw them right in the garbage, and tell us, keep doing what you're doing. All right, we're going right into it. All right, prep everybody what we're about to watch.
Okay, this is footage, live footage from yesterday's event. These are the Tennessee cops going into the school. It's hard to watch. So if you haven't seen it yet, fair warning, move the kids. Don't let them see it. It's hard. So
right, we're going to play this in its entirety.
Here we go.
All right, hold the air.
Go. There you go, second floor. No, locked door. Where do they go in? First floor. Hold there, y'all. Somebody hold there. Hit that door. Rifle first. Blue, go. 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 Move. I'm with you. Go left.
Hold on.
Straight.
Right here. It's locked.
Go. Hit the stairs. Go stairs.
Go.
Shots fired. Move. Right. Push an LPBO. Go right. Move. Watch out. Stop moving. Watch left. Suspect down. Hey, hold the air.
That was phenomenally executed. I'm gonna give a little bit of a recap here. I was watching it, and it was very, like, I found myself holding my breath. We called this rapid deployment training. I don't know if it's still the same thing. I've been in law enforcement for many years, and we started training in the early 2000s, and right when the school shootings were kind of like really making a big impact, it was, you can't stay outside and wait. So the initial way that I was trained in the academy was through classical conditioning, where I'll never forget it. My first day in the academy, you know, you check in, you do whatever. First day in classroom, we went to this big, I'll never forget it, Commander Andy Cass event. He had a big farm. We all went to University of Illinois, where I went to my police training institute, and Cass event had this farm where it was all tactical. If anybody's been to the Dallas or the Fort Worth Police Department on the downstairs, they've got a town. Fort Worth Police Department in Texas has a town in their basement where they practice on, you know, kicking in doors, clearing rooms, all this. And we were all in the classroom, and we were partnered up with a complete stranger, didn't know who this person was, second day in the academy, and we were given paintball guns that had water Instead of paintballs, they were water balls. On the inside of them, we had to wear vests. We had to wear headgear. And one at a time, we were two teams, a team of two. We were taking it out one at a time. And I remember going to the outside of the building that we were in. We were in the classroom. We were on the outside of the building. It was weird. 30 cars parked outside, multiple doors. And the only instruction we got was... We were over by a tree across from the parking lot, and Cassavant says, through that door is a burglary in progress, robbery in progress. Deal with it. It's the only instruction we got. That was it. So myself and this other girl who was a cop, we walk up to the door, and the concept was, I felt kind of sexist. I'm like, you take the door, open it up so that you're shielded from it. I'm going to take the door, you know, look right in. And as I'm ready, I'm at the hunt. I don't even know what it was at the time. I'm ready. She opens the door, and second she opens it up, my arm is on fire. I'm like, my arm was stinging. And then I hear, all right, done, next. I didn't see the guy in the car who was right there, and he just lit me up with the paintball, basically just shot my arm off. So what we learned from that is you got a robbery in progress. You know, the briefing afterwards was, why didn't you wait? You know, if I told you it's a robbery in progress, why are you going in? Wait for somebody to come out and then deal with them on the outside. That changes with rapid deployment. Rapid deployment is high, high speed. You go in, you shoot the threat. End of story. And if you watch this video, you saw the cop pushing the other people, right? The cop in front of him. You're fighting your instincts to clear the rooms one at a time and then walk up slowly. We call it cut the pie, which is where you take a different angle outside so you can see further down into the spectrum of what you're looking, clearing a room, and you see them go, 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 because 99% of what you do, if not 100% of what you do in most cop circumstances, you're never going to do a rapid deployment circumstance. That training, what they fell back on, this will be used for training classes across the nation, if not the world, for how this should be taken care of. Instant engagement in the target. They didn't even have to announce their presence. They could have just lit this person up, end of story. I thought this was brilliant tactics. You get frustrated where you go up one flight of stairs and you can see how you're going up split stairs. You don't know what's on that upper level. They open the door, then they got to go back down. My heart was racing because you get an adrenaline dump. You're almost running to the target. And I'm like, I could feel that. I texted you watching, said I could feel this. That was absolutely flawless. And I think what that was not only superb execution of a tactic. I think the cops are of the mind now that they're not going to be criticized. And God forbid anybody even remotely is a threat or threatens to go shoot up a school. You're not going to be left alive. I think cops are going to go in, end of story. They're going to empty their magazines into you because they're not going to be criticized for what happened at Uvalde. But from my point of view, that could not have been done better. It was flawless tactics for law enforcement.
Sorry, my mic was muted. I have a couple questions watching it without having any training that you've described. And we have, of course, Anthony Seaman in the chat. You've done training like this too. Anthony, if you want to call and give us your
708-982-1974. Open the phone for you.
So as I'm watching this, of course, it's all emotion for me. I'm not thinking tactics. I'm not thinking strategy. I'm watching it as a spectator, totally emotional. I'm glad I watched it before the show because it made me, it was hard.
What were
it
you
was
feeling?
Hard to watch.
What were you feeling?
All right. So watching it at first, it was just the intensity, right? It started out just the intensity, like the adrenaline. And then I could feel the adrenaline, probably what they were going through. And I'm going to make a note about that in a minute. Towards the middle to latter half of the video, I felt myself, the closer they got to the shooter, I was so mixed with emotions. I was mixed with emotions in the sense like, you got to take out the killer, A, but B, oh my God, you got to take out the killer. So you know what you're doing is you're running in to save other people because there's somebody killing them. But now you're going to be faced with, you have to kill the person who's killing the other people. And there was this mix of emotion of, you know, when you, well, I don't know if you've recently had a good cry, but us ladies, like, we'll have a good cry, but there'll be a point to where, like, there'll be, like, this quivering. Like, you just kind of, you're not crying yet, but you just have these, like, your stomach and your chest kind of, like, pulsates. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you kind of have this, like, your breathing changes and you're not crying yet, but you just feel so heavy with emotion. I started to feel that, like, my stomach was like going in and out.
It's
and
traumatic.
I just was like, oh my God, this is so intense, you know?
It's traumatic. You're not designed to see this stuff or be in this circumstance. That's why people explained what PTSD was, is like human, like people couldn't understand why vets were getting shell shock and whatnot. It's because the human body's not designed to see another human body blown apart. That's why we faint when we see blood and whatnot. Some people can't see. So it's the same thing. You're seeing something that's causing you to go, like you're having almost an anxiety attack because it's too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take on. And then I, you know, there were emotions that are so confusing and you're trying to make sense of all of them, but sometimes you just can't. You're just watching it, taking it all in our psyche, which is what happens when we watch a movie, what happens when we watch footage like this. You know, we're not prepared for what we're going to see and we don't know how we're going to react. And if we're not equipped to know how to handle those emotions, it's just a lot. And so I'm thinking, oh my God, at this point, the cops who are trained to do this are now having to take the life of someone else. So now how is that affecting that person? Right?
Yeah.
They're going to go home and they're going to have to decompress knowing that they took someone's life today. But at the same time, they're going to have to like convince themselves that they did it for a good reason because that person was taking out other people.
I don't know who that the subject was firing at, because it was in kind of, I didn't, it looked like a classroom, so I don't know where that person was firing. But information has come out, it's unverified, that person sent somebody else a text message that day, this is my last day or whatever, you're not going to see me again. So I don't know if that person was shooting just to alert cops, this is where I am because I want you to kill me. That's what I was looking at.
I was wondering.
But those cops are going to be going, if we didn't go up the flight of stairs first and we were, could we have saved a life or whatnot? They'll be beating themselves up for this. They'll be what if. Once their adrenaline dump comes off, their bodies will fucking be sore. They will be, they will feel like they've lifted weights for an entire 24 hours. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, and that siren blaring in the background.
Oh, dude, that's a lot. That's because here's the thing. This is what I was going to ask you. As a trained cop, you are running in with guns drawn, finger on trigger or no?
No.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. So your finger's in a safety position, but you know if you have to use it, you're ready to go. Is the person behind you who's pushing you, okay, clear, go, go. Okay, clear, go, go. Like giving you the commands in that moment, do they too have a gun drawn?
Yes.
Behind you?
Yes.
Okay, so... But there were some people that didn't have someone behind them pushing them to go. It was like one team leader was the one pushing the team. Is that how it works?
That's how it was. Some, it depends on how many people you have there. If you had, like, I've got a photo I should post of just a two-man. It was myself and another officer. We were back-to-back going down the hallway. Sometimes you have a diamond formation, one in the front, one in the back, two on the sides. And then you're, because you're clear in the hallway, too, you can't have everybody facing forward. People got to look behind. So, yeah, you're, and you want that cop behind you. Or you, so you're going to put your hand on their back so you know where they are so you can have that trigger discipline and you don't have that sympathetic trigger reflex where you actually bump into somebody and then you pull the trigger and fire a round off. There's a lot. That's why you train and train and train and train so that you fall back on your training.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every one of those guys didn't wake up that morning and go, I'm going to kill somebody today. They were forced into that circumstance. And a reasonable person wouldn't want to be, all right, you have to kill someone today. You fall back on that training and get done. So I can imagine afterwards, it wouldn't surprise me if some of those guys were just, you purge your emotion and you do cry and you do
you
have that
shut down too.
Huge.
You just fully shut down.
100%.
And so that was the other part where I'm watching it and pushing through the emotion. I was then trying to make sense of it tactically because it was like, it was heavy. So there was a moment when they've made it up to the second floor and they're in that little alcove and you see the main camera angle. He's holding his gun, but he drops his gun because then you see two other guys from the hallway cut out in front of him to actually go take down the shooter. So two, you've got the blaring siren going on. Your adrenaline is just pumping. Okay, so your adrenaline's pumping, the siren's going, you're running, your adrenaline's making your heart rate peak up, Also, your respiration is picking up. I almost felt like there was a moment when they're running up the stairs and the door's locked and then they have to go a different route and then they go to another spot. They find their way in. They also don't know if they're going to be shot at. There's this moment where the guy was like, okay, clear, go, go, go. And I thought, it's almost like it's that encouragement that's needed in that moment.
Yes.
Because you're so fatigued, I'm sure, in that a moment of adrenaline to be like,
you don't, it's, yeah, it's, oh that's God. Why you have to fall back on that training, because you're almost freezing. Like, it's sensory overload. I don't care how much you're not putting these, the closest they put us in these situations were, because we would have role play. We used to use simulations too, fake rounds that would shoot and they would leave marks on you. One of the trainings we did was, it was in a school, it was an abandoned school, and they were blasting death metal music, turned all the lights off, and they put safety goggles over our eyes with scotch tape over them.
Oh God.
So you really couldn't see, but you could see a little bit. And it was, hey, do 100 jumping jacks, then go find the bad guy. Huh. So that's how you try to duplicate some of this circumstance. And even though you know, oh, I didn't see that part there. That was a, if you watch here, they see the blurred image. They walk over a dead child. And you have to look
where?
At it.
You're
going to see it right when they walk, they go down the hallways, or there's a pixelated image. Think about that. Your first instinct.
Yeah, think about that. You now, you're scanning a building. You probably aren't familiar with it, even though you should be, but you're not, because your district might be big. And you're running through looking for a shooter, and then the consequences of the shooter is showing itself to you.
Yeah, here it comes.
You're still trying to work.
This pixelated right there.
Oh, God, you're right.
So they can't even stop and render aid because they have to continue the fight. Can't even think about it. And again, the gunshots in this, which direction is it coming? Think about how much time they would have wasted if they went the other direction. So this was phenomenal. And this is this guy, the camera.
And we still don't know why those gunshots were going off. Was the shooter almost trying to say, like, I'm in here? Because there was no one around her.
That's what that's looking like.
And look at, I'm using her biological pronoun.
Yeah. Well, it's a woman. That's why. Yeah.
So was she just shooting off rounds?
I'm guessing. I don't see anything around there. So there's looking like she's just trying to let people know where she is because she wanted to end her life.
Right. A couple things. The text message you referenced, there was an exchange that she had. Do we know with who?
No.
I don't know. So it reads like this. At 10 a.m., she writes, so basically the post I made on here about you, that was basically a suicide note. I'm planning to die today. This is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life. Audrey. And then under it, in parentheses, she writes Aiden. And then the person responds, Audrey, exclamation. You have so much more life to live. I pray God keeps and covers you. And then Audrey replies back, I know, but I don't want to live. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to upset you or get attention. I just need to die. I want to tell you first before you, because you are the most beautiful person I've ever seen and known all my life.
Didn't want attention, but went to go shoot up a school instead of taking one of those rounds and just
putting it in the privacy of somewhere secluded.
Right. So yeah, you wanted attention 100%. 100%.
And going back to what the police chief said yesterday during his press conference, when the reporter asked, was this intentional? And he said, yes. Has that been disclosed
yet? I haven't heard anything about that. He probably got slapped in the wrist and said, let's curb this before we actually go down this route.
Okay, so here's where I'm confused about that statement, because I'm trying to put the pieces together, but there's really not a lot of evidence. So somebody put a post of a attractive black female sitting in what looks to be the school. And the text messages preceded that picture. So I'm thinking, did this person teach at the school and was a teacher when Audrey was a student? And then as Audrey got older, she had an attraction to this teacher, But because the teacher's a female and Audrey's a female, I mean, there's so many things.
The Audrey part is odd because if she's identifying as a male, why did she send an Audrey, not Aiden?
She sent both names.
Right. So which is she?
Yes. Well, obviously, yeah. We know these people are confused.
There's more. And I was looking at Libs with TikTok today, which is showing some trans people calling to fight now. And there was a trans woman, so a man, who was just like had captions playing over a video where he was racking and expelling rounds out of an AR-15. But this is a dialogue from a black trans woman.
Trans people in Tennessee, it's time to fucking fight. Trans allies in Tennessee, it's time to fucking fight. Trans women, if they lock you up for identifying as a woman, fight, resist. You're going to die anyways. We're going to die anyways. It's time to fucking resist. Fight them. Hurt them. If they put their hands on you, beat them. We are at an attack. It's time to fight back. Do you hear me? Trans people in Tennessee, trans men, trans women, non-binary, fight. If they try to arrest you or have you arrested on a felony for existing, beat them. Team up. Gang together, get people who agree with you to come and fight.
And it goes on for another 2.5 minutes. What is it called?
How is that not canceled?
Okay.
That's violence.
It is, but that what is it called? Is it called straw man? Or no, what's it? I can't remember what the type of argument is called when you're making an argument about something that doesn't exist. Everything this man is saying is Not true. No one is being arrested.
Is that a reaction to yesterday's events?
Just said trans people. Tennessee.
Yeah, no, but like in her comments, does she reference like what happened yesterday to the mass shooter is enough for you to go fight?
Don't know. That's as much as I listened to it.
Like, because this is a very confusing message this person's putting out because that is not going to go over well.
Carry a weapon at all times. And yes, you have to attack the police officer.
Yeah, for a felony charge. Like,
but it's time.
But this thing is saying it's a felony for you're going to get a felony for existence.
Understand.
What's wrong? But the problem is people will believe this.
Sure. Well, because that's the narrative. That's the narrative that the journalism today is putting out, that trans people can't exist, that their existence is not being acknowledged and shoved away. And if you are identifying as any of these things, society doesn't want you. And so you have to sort of take up space and get an army of people to support you. But no one's saying you can't exist. That's the point, that the brainwashing of the mass hysteria behind you aren't supported as a trans person. No, you very much are supported. What's happening is a portion of your community is utilizing it in a way that is over-sexualizing it for children. That's where it starts to get messy. So if you find that you're just existing in your everyday life, you're not harming anybody, you're just going about your daily bread, you shouldn't be a problem to anybody. But if you choose to shoot up a school, show up in hooker clothes and dance for children, these are questionable behaviors.
Is it time to start saying the trans community is a mental health community that needs to be highlighted and observed a little bit more carefully because they're dangerous?
Okay, so the Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary, okay? The Denver shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. And then yesterday's Nashville shooter, trans. Mm-hmm. Does this represent all trans people?
No.
No. Does a white person showing up somewhere and having a mass shootout, does that identify as someone within my race? No. So that's a loaded question that I'm not going to entertain. But I do think that we definitely have warning signs. I mean, Uvalde totally, he had problems with the counselors. He had problems with his parents. He had problems with his grandparents. There was evidence prior to what happened. And yet no one was able to remedy this individual from his own evil doings. And the same with yesterday, you know, Aiden, Audrey, whatever. Obviously she was suicidal. Obviously she was suffering. So I'm sure somebody somewhere along her path, a parent, a friend, a teacher, somewhere had knowledge of her struggling. But why did it have to get to this point?
Prepare yourself.
The opinions of the host and guests on the show are exclusively just that, opinions. That means that they shouldn't be the cause of your state of being offended.
Why does everybody get so butthurt?
Okay, let's go. Ready, go!
All right, guys, Rants of Izzo show here on Spreely.tv. Make sure you go to rantsofizzo.com, sign up for the newsletter. Yeah, if you have not gotten the newsletter, check your spam folder. It could be there. While you're on the rantsofizzo.com, make sure you wind up checking out the merchandise that we have specifically for you. You want a mystery box? We got a mystery box for you. You want some coffee?
Yeah.
We got some coffee for you. You want a t-shirt? Maybe we'll have... What did you say at the opening of the show? It needs to be a new t-shirt. Damn it.
I look alive, but I feel dead inside.
Should just say I look alive, but I'm dead inside. Yeah, that's right there. Rantsofizzo.com. Let's go to the chat.
Linda, starting it off, writes, just watching these school shootings makes me cringe.
Bev said she wanted to die by her text message.
Anthony Steven writes, saw it. LE did their job and did them well.
Christy Fowler, prayers for you, Linda.
Richard Gibson, these officers did a great job. No fucking around, right to the threat, and bam, baby.
Randall Flagg, I always think about where I would go work if something occurred.
WOM, also known as WAN, F-A-F-O.
Amy Yuhu, 100% Izzo, best result they could have asked for.
Sergeant Twan writes, before Uvalde, I would have said they were just doing their job. Now... they deserve a day for life.
Juan, facts, exigent circumstance, no time to identify yourself. Shooter found out that day.
Greg Mann, these cops did a great job. Yes, fantastic job.
Mindy from Ohio, they're ticking time bombs everywhere.
Chrissy Fowler, Nashville cops didn't hesitate. They're heroes.
Tammy, well done, Blue.
Heidi, yay, the blue.
Sergeant Twan, before Uvalde, I would have said that they were doing their job.
I read that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Anthony Stevens, I'm beyond sick and tired of the left and their mouths after every one of these events, though.
Mindy from Ohio, that was so horrible.
Greg Mann, hello, Sarah Nichols.
Annie Stevens, active shooter training is intense. I've been through it, but I don't think any amount prepared one for a real life event.
Ginger Souffle, the trans drugs, hormones play a role. If you have mental issues, taking those drugs can escalate the mental illness.
Yep. Thanks everyone for your chats. That's going to do it.
Who was yep?
That's me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I always give you the last one. All right, guys. Thanks. We love your comments on the inside of it. On the inside of it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me. And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There, yeah, sure.
You know what I meant.
Why not?
You know what I meant.
Thank you for the inside.
This is going to spark a discussion. We're going to be continuing on with this, and this is going to be a gun-pushing agenda now from the left. No questions asked whatsoever. You're already.
Yeah, I had a whole discussion with a dumb soy boy beta man on the socials last night, and I literally wrote back to him, and I said, "Hi, stranger. Well, you're pecking away, thinking you're solving life's crises on a device from slave laborers who are committing suicide on a daily. Let me know when you solve world hunger, because I have no interest to debate this with you." Here's the thing with people. They jump on social media, and I don't know, do people think they're accomplishing like great things when you debate people? The mentality escapes me. I do not understand it, but it aggravates me, and it's annoying, and it's frustrating, and I want to just rip through my phone and pull his head out and ring it. You know, like, it makes you feel violence towards these people.
You got to look at this. This is from Libs of Libs of TikTok retweeted this. I don't know when this was put out. This guy's wearing Daisy Duke shorts, AR-15, pistol on the side. Kill Christ cucks. This is a trans person, trans flag in the background. Kill Christ cucks, behead Christ cucks, roundhouse kick a Christ cuck to the concrete, slam dunk a Christ cuck baby into the trash can, crucify filthy Christ cucks, defecate into Christ cucks foods, launch Christ cucks into the sun. I almost have to wonder if it's so... Oh, you didn't see that, did you? Sorry, I didn't hit share.
No.
I'll show it to you really fast.
Because the visual sounds amazing.
Yeah, here's the visual. There you go. Pink shirt, no. I have to wonder if, again, we're coming into an election cycle. Mm. Are we being... What was that? Cough
kombucha?
Syrup? What is it?
Kombucha?
Why does it look like you just drank cough medicine on air?
Because you have a weird... visual, like
you're doing the stuff where they used to pour in a styrofoam cup Jolly Ranchers and Robitussin. Yeah, and they used to get high.
Who did that?
Oh, it was a big thing. Like I can't remember what rapper used to talk about that.
It's the first time trying. Oh, Kesha.
I don't know. Is she still around?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, Kesha. I forget what that's called.
I don't remember.
Doing zers. Oh my God. I don't know. Sarah will probably know. She'll always Google something quick and put it in the chat, like, "Oh, that's Kesha's song, blah 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 blah." And I'm like, "Cool." No, I'm just trying this for the first time, and it is strong. Island mango, passion fruit, ginger, green tea.
Lean is including codeine, cough syrup, Jolly Ranchers candy, and Sprite.
I know, but put in Kesha's song.
Scissorup.
Yeah, there you go. I was close. Scissors. I'm hip. What can I say?
Right. I wonder if this is being pushed again. Like, again, prior to the last several years, I would have said, like, I live in a very liberal cul-de-sac. I live in Senator Tammy Duckworth's cul-de-sac. She's never around. But, and when she's around, she's a nice woman. I don't like her politics. She's a nice woman. My neighbor, him and his wife, I was just talking to him yesterday. They're both retired state police. I'm retired. My neighbor to the left of me is from India with his family. He's the best fucking neighbor on the planet. We love this guy. Woman next to him, she's liberal. She doesn't like me smoking my cigars outside, but I tolerate her. Liberals across. My point is it's a liberal cul-de-sac with people who differ on a bunch of different ideologies. We all get along.
Okay, but hold on. Let me show a picture. I'm going to show a picture in a really archaic way, but people watching will see this. Do you see it? It
says protects trans kids, right?
What's the visual?
It's a knife. It's like a bayonet or a K-bar.
So if you just saw your neighbor wearing a shirt like this, what would you think?
That's the thing. I would have concerns.
A neighbor wearing that?
That's where I'm going because...
Okay, hold on though. What if I told you this was Minnesota's lieutenant governor wearing that? I'm sorry, what?
You got to step down. You have to step down. I don't care. You can be elected by a party, but do you not work for all people? When did it go? I don't understand this. I've never understood this. Maybe, and that's just it. It's not supposed to be divisive, divisive, whatever the word is. When you're online, I'm looking at a meme of people who are saying, who have signs and t-shirts that say trans rights or else. And it's the trans flag in multicolors with rifles. Have you seen that?
No. I'll show you this one.
It is right here. So this is extreme. I guess my point is, it's never extreme in real life. When I go shopping at the Jewel, I don't see extremism. But again, too, I'm in the suburbs. Maybe it's different in the city. I don't know if this is...
No, hold on. Hold on. What do you mean extreme? Are they saying when they walk in to get their groceries, people are pushing them out and kicking them and spitting on them? Like, what is it that is happening that they feel the need that this is what it is? This is the extent to which they have to go to.
There's the twofold, right? On one side, in my conservative lens, I've never seen Christians, conservatives, Republicans attack a people and say, your hair is weird, you can't be in here, get out, you're black, you can't eat at this diner, don't come into this gas station because you like women and you are a woman or you've got a penis and you're a man. And then on the flip side, the reactionary is, I've never seen anybody who's gay, lesbian, trans, whatever, who openly espouses hatred for people they think don't like them. It's so weird to me because my life is the reality's become in front of a computer or a phone screen. When you go outside, like every day that I go to the gym, maybe there's 30 or 40 people there, right? I don't know the political views of any of them. I saw one guy today for the first time ever that had a shaker cup, you know, walk around this water or drink or whatever, and it said Trump on there. First time ever. So, and I the t-shirts I wear are always like, yeah, they got some blue line t-shirts, but I don't wear like Trump is my daddy or shit to the gym. I don't like doing that. And I wouldn't do that because I don't want to draw attention to me. So I guess my point is it's so weird that this is reality. This has to be manufactured hatred. Does that make sense? Is that?
Well, because what happens is when you go out and you do life, these things aren't happening. What they talk about happening out in public isn't happening to them.
That's what I was trying to say.
What they're referring to, however, is when they sit on the socials or they watch their CNN, MSNBC, other talking points from celebrities, they're being told they're being attacked. They're being told they don't have rights to their bodies, to do surgeries, to help them medically, to transition. They're being told all these things are what should enrage them. But as soon as they step out their door, nobody's coming up and attacking them, pushing them down, cutting their throats, demanding they act a certain way. Right? So they're being told these things, which in turn is sparking this mass hysteria of waging war on strangers. Now, here's where this is so strange. True discrimination, we just came out of it not that long ago with 2020. I'm not even talking slave days. I'm talking 2020, 2021, 2022. We saw firsthand real life discrimination. You don't get to come into my restaurant. You don't get to come into my store. You don't get to do business with me if you don't have a mask on, if you don't have a vax card, if you are not willing to comply. Okay? We saw what discrimination was. And did any of that group of people take to social media in the masses like we're seeing now and say, if you're threatened, you fight back, you arm up, you go with a team, you demand justice, and like in a violent way?
Well, there's a question. Is it fair to say that social media is more liberal than it is conservative?
It depends on what you listen to.
Okay. Well, then how about this? We are seeing more.
Well, hold on. Those operating these networks.
Yes, that's where I'm going. Okay. So we just heard a black male dressed as a woman demanding violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to say, let me ask you this. What have you seen more of? Liberals calling for violence or conservatives calling for violence?
I mean, I have to say it's been the liberals.
Okay. So don't you think if there were more white rednecks with a Confederate flag in the background calling for lynchings and tree hangings and cross burnings, that it would be spread across social media like wildfire because the liberals are in control of social media? But we don't see it.
Right. And so that, here's what's so interesting. When you talk about the Proud Boys and the white nationalist, when Trump was campaigning, when Trump won, when Trump was in office, remember how the media was wanting to push the fear of the Proud Boys? If you see them in your town, watch out. They mean business, right? But truly, who is burning down buildings, whacking people over the head, innocent people with 2x4s, and terrorizing cities? Proud Boys?
Liberals.
Did I miss that? I miss that riot?
You have people that are members of the Proud Boys that are still sitting in prison today, federal prison, for January 6th. But here you have, is this black man who dressed up in a wig and a woman, is that person going to be sitting in jail? Trans person? Is that black man who moved to Africa when he called back in 2005 for the extermination of whites going to be sitting in prison? They're going to be arrested? There's no question. If I'm on this show, we're all free speech. But the day I do an episode where I call for the extermination or violence against the people, I would expect Spreeley to kick me off and for the municipal police to show up at my door going, do you want to explain this? You want to explain what you were talking about? Do you have any intention?
Like, should we
people?
Be worried about your threat?
Not for nothing.
Threat
yeah. So I do know that an involuntary commitment when I was a cop, if somebody threatened harm against themselves or somebody else, that was an involuntary committal. You could snatch them up, take them to the hospital. They had to spend a week in there. Now, I know that's not a specific, that thing wasn't giving a specific threat to one person, but they were blanketing a statement. That person should be given an involuntary committal.
Yeah. So going back to this Aiden Aubrey person, I'm wondering if the individual she sent that text to, if that individual mentioned it to anybody and in what timeline. Do you hear what I'm saying?
What are you talking about? I did. My brother-in-law wants to go to Texas Day Brazil for Easter, and we're going to drown ourselves in lobster bisque.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to do a show right now. Are you still involved?
Have you ever had lobster bisque?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay.
I get a pass for that.
We're talking
one.
About a mass shooter event yesterday, but, you know, lobster bisque. Right. I understand. It's a tough one. So the text messages that Aiden sent out yesterday to whoever saying she's going to die today, do you think that person receiving those text messages reached out to authorities?
Should have, 100% right there and then. Why did they not? Did they?
Yeah. I don't know. There's so much still that we have to wait for information, because if somebody sent me a message like that, I'm not going to sit on it.
How soon until that is a HIPAA violation? Because you're publicly going with somebody else's mental problems and you're exposing it to different channels. Because that person could, I could totally picture liberals spinning that and saying, well, she shouldn't have exposed her problems because now you're exposing this is why trans people don't feel safe, because they were confiding in you about something and you went and told the police. I could totally picture that happening.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We all know that if somebody's suicidal, it's the number one
cry for attention.
Well, no. It's like anytime you hear a commercial or an advertisement for suicide prevention.
May cause suicidal thoughts, may cause an erection for more than 10 hours.
If you know somebody who's suicidal, if you yourself are feeling suicidal, please reach out. Let somebody know. Right? So it's always alert somebody. It's not, don't take it seriously. Ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. No. All of those ads push you to reach out to somebody, or if you know of somebody that's suicidal, to tell somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So HIPAA, I don't think really applies here. If someone's going to be injured or speaks about offing themselves or unaliving another person, like, these are all red flags that shouldn't be ignored. But real quick, off of this HIPAA violation thing.
Yeah.
This isn't totally related, but it's interesting. The TikTok ban bill that's being discussed right now.
Sure.
You know, for so, and it'll tie together, but hear me out.
I'm listening.
So I'm not a fan of TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I don't watch it. I don't trust it.
No, after I flooded your phone with like 20 messages a day at, you know, you got to watch this video. Yeah.
Jeffrey I mean, I Marsh. Know that there's a lot of good information on these platforms, but it's like I have to put boundaries up for which ones I'm going to participate in and how actively, and it's a big time suck.
TikTok is getting better. It really is. It's more like a YouTube where it's information-based search now than it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right.
It is. It's actually getting a little bit better.
And so I haven't participated in the app, and I have been biased to the app, feeling as though, yeah, it is a foreign product and their regulations are different than ours. And I don't want more of my information to be available to a foreign country, but that's not to say I trust Meta or any of our American based networks any more than I can throw them. I just have chosen not to go in on TikTok. Well, cut to a friend of mine sent me a video today, kind of breaking down what this legislation bill includes. And it is under the guise of banning TikTok, when really the fine print, this is where America just really cuts everyone off. Yeah. So everyone's focused on like TikTok bad, China app, taking information from you, right? Okay. Well, the Americas have decided we're going to utilize this umbrella law to basically infringe on everybody that much more.
Oh, of course.
Cut to, if you have a Ring camera at your door.
Yeah, which I do.
If you have cameras in your house that are operated through Wi-Fi networks, your modem, your router, your emails, your text messages, if at any point your government feels that your messaging or some interaction you've had is questionable, this TikTok ban legislative bill opens everybody
I believe it.
To it's, their search and seizure of been, your information.
My mind has been that place for God knows how long, so I'm not surprised by any of it, nor am I worried. We have to do something.
Just a random phone call. You don't
yeah,
want to
a random
set it
phone
up.
Call.
Oh. Cool. That's cool.
Really? I'm not that special, I guess.
Please leave your message for 4 5
Pass the number. Okay. You're going to leave a message?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Leaving a message? Hang on.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For your message has been deleted. Please re-record your message at the tone.
Hi, Lucretia. Yeah, we, you know, it's Tuesday. We miss you. We were going to have you on today to talk about your Faith Over Fear rally that you got coming up on May 13th down by you. I even sent information to Dave's email today like you asked for. And
uh-oh.
Ashley and I were hoping that we could be graced by your queen aura and be on the show. But we love you, we miss you, and we want to have you on soon. I don't know. Do you have anything to add?
Sorry you forgot.
Yeah. All right, Lucretia, we'll talk to you. We miss you. Bye.
Bye.
Lucretia Hughes was supposed to be on today, but apparently maybe she's doing something.
Too busy?
Maybe her and Dave are doing
something. Can I just tell you the cutest little thing? Under the cap of this.
Cough syrup?
What'd you call it? Cough syrup? Yeah. Great, yeah. Under the cap is the cutest little picture of what I think is a sloth that says, you got this.
Did you ever see the video of Kristen Bell with a sloth?
Yes.
Where she's freaking out. That's a cute ass video, to be honest.
She's apparently like obsessed with them. Yeah. And so her husband brought her one for her birthday as like, not a pet, but just a visitor. And she was like crying hysterically with excitement and overwhelmed with joy that she couldn't even like function. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to get into it today. You did a reel. If you go to Common Sense Rants over on Spreely.video or Common Sense Ashley on Spreely.video, or if you go to Common Sense Ashley on Instagram, coffee's racist?
Right. Remember last week I was telling you we were trying to like dissect why milk was racist. And then upon like several articles, I was finding like, oh, it's not really racist, but PETA has sort of manipulated the story to where white nationalists apparently haze the black population in some capacity because, they've somehow thought that the black community can't digest. They don't have the enzyme to digest the lactose. And so PETA's like, down with racism, white nationalism. If you drink milk, you're a nationalist. But really, it was just a stupid group of people that thought only blacks are afflicted with being lactose intolerant. When
right.
Really everybody can be afflicted with it.
It's always... We are such a stupid society. That's why the Cleveland Indians are no longer the Cleveland Indians. It was only three people. Three people had a problem with it. They were fighting it for years, and it finally got switched. So it doesn't matter. There's power in stupidity.
Totally. So the coffee part is a little bit more historical. That actually has some legs to it. So I did a little deep dive into the history of coffee. In the 11th century, it was first discovered in Ethiopia.
Yep.
And so it became the number one export for their country. It still is today.
So wait a second. Are you saying Ethiopians are persons of color, right?
They're darker,
So are you saying that...
No, I haven't even gotten to the racist part yet.
Well, I was going to say it was a good thing. Didn't the white consumption of coffee help the person of color economy?
Well, one would think, but it wasn't quite operated that way, right? So anytime somebody wants something and they see value in it and value translating to money, the fairness factor falls off, right? So where you could have looked at it that way, if people didn't get greedy and selfish and egotistical, it could have been a great thing for everybody. But no, what happened was Ethiopia started their trade with Yemen. Yemen. So in Yemen, people were taken over by the Ottoman Empire. And then the Ottoman Empire, oh my God, shut up, had a complete power exchange. And they started smuggling coffee out of Ethiopia to trade it. So completely annihilating Ethiopia's business model. So look, it's not just the white people who capitalize and get greedy. It's every human walking being gets greedy with power and money. So upon the 19th century, Europeans were traveling around and they too started to see the power of the coffee bean and they wanted in on it. So what happened was the Dutch and I'm failing to remember the other entities started buying up countries, Barbados, the Caribbean, to grow coffee, and then they needed slaves to manage the growth and the production of the coffee. So you then had the slave industry booming because Americans didn't want to drink tea after the Boston Tea Party. They wanted to drink coffee. And therefore, the Europeans had to then take more slaves from countries to the plantations for coffee. We've only heard about cotton, right? Oh, the slave trade for cotton. But it was for a lot of things, a lot of commodities, and coffee was one of them. So here's what I learned, not just from the history of coffee, but the stupidity of the average person on social media. I post the video. I get a barrage of messages from really borderline intelligent people saying to me, oh, my God. Why am I even seeing this video? This is so stupid. You know, PETA is so stupid. And I was like, that's cool. What did you think about the history part of it? Did you fuckers know Ethiopia was the founding place for coffee? I bet you didn't. I bet you didn't until you watched this video, you dumb fuck.
Did you I told you, like, when I was in Catholic grammar school, I heard, like, my favorite jokes of all time, which were so inappropriate. But did I ever tell you, what do you call it? And I remember laughing uncontrollably as a second grader hearing this and not knowing why. Because of the visual. What do you call an Ethiopian with a big toe?
Yeah, like a sink plug or something?
A nine iron.
Right.
Yeah. Why are
you were how old?
Second grade. Why are Ethiopians afraid to take baths?
Because they'll go down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you pull the plunger, they go down the drain. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. It's a good time.
That's how it was back then. Coffee's racist.
I'm just saying, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying without saying it.
Say it.
You know, I've not experienced racism. I've experienced sexism. And some of the comments made me feel like, yeah, there's still some really ignorant fucks out there.
You've experienced racism when you guys went to that store and the Hispanics didn't have to wear
touché,
masks.
Touche, touche. That was a little bit on the nose.
That's very much racism.
Yeah, but look at, I don't dwell on it. I'm not a victim.
No.
I just, you know, move on with my life. But, I mean, there's just a part of me where I look at these people's profiles and I'm like, you're a white man completely ignoring just basic history.
White apologist.
He just being really ignorant. He was just being ignorant. He's just being ignorant white man.
Oh, it's cultural appropriation. You can't say that. And stop using black emojis when you text me. You can't
do that. Yeah, that is super racist. Please don't use that anymore.
No, 100% no. Guys, that's tonight. Appreciate you being
here. That's tonight.
I know. I love you being here. tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday, we got Dr. Buttstuff joining us again, right?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Yeah, she wants to talk about all this stuff. She's like, can we talk about all this tomorrow? Of course you can. That's it. Stick around for Rocky Stucci next. We love you. Go to rantsavizzo.com and show us some love. Share the show. Or you're just, what's the point of you watching, listening, all that? Take us home, Common Sense.
I'm going to close out with a 9-year-old named Evelyn Dickhouse. I don't know if I'm saying the name right. Yep. I don't think I am. But this poor little girl was trying to pull the fire alarm at yesterday's shooting and was shot, killed. So that's not a happy ending. Poor thing.
It is. She's in heaven now, so she's experiencing more joy than we are.
So everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for your comments. We'll be back tomorrow for our live show, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. Join us on Spreely.tv for the live chat. Rants of Izzo for everything else. Until then, bye. Yeah.